Thank you very much, and it is good to be here.
Ya gode sosai domin ya cancanta ya ji dadi kasancewa sa a nan gurin.
I've heard a few of you speak in English and even sing in English.
Abin ya bashi farin ciki yazo ya ji kuna ta waka a Turanci abin ya bashi dadi ya ji dadi sosai.
And recite in English. Who understands me in English without my translator?
Okay.
Who understands me?
Wala iya tsaya yana saurare shi ba wai sai an masa fasaha ba. Mutane nawa ne?
You understand me, huh? Okay, I have a test for you at the end. I understand your Hausa small, 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 small. So let me see. Sanu? Lafia? Ngode. That's almost everything I know. If you open with me, please, if you have your Bible, or at least pay attention in your mind, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And we want to look at verse number 1 through 5 this morning.
Wato idan kana da littafinka sai mu bude cikin littafin Korintiya ta farko sura 4 daga aya 1 zuwa 5.
I'm here with Adeze Oputa.
Yana nan tare da wata yar uwa Adeze Oputa.
She's a Nigerian, obviously.
Ita yar kudu ce a nan kasar ta Nigeria.
From Delta.
A san Delta.
And this is my translator and my brother Madaki.
Wato ni mai fasaran kuma wato dan uwansa sunan na Madaki.
And we are very welcome.
Killa daga kan lafiyar ta hukunku.
Tawo
ba kanu bane.
So very well.
Da kuma yan uwan mu da ita maman mu gaba da muka zo.
1 Corinthians in chapter number 4, and I ask if possible if the children here can maybe move here on the side. I may get out of the pulpit into the aisle and I don't want to step on you.
Wato inda zai so samu ne yaran da suke zaune kasan nan sai su dan bashi wuri don kai zai taka wani sai su zauna kujeru haka ne.
So 1 Corinthians in chapter number 4.
Corinthians chapter 4 da hudu.
I bring you greetings from America in California and from the people who support me in this mission work.
Yana kawo muku gaisuwa shi daga kasan America. A can America ma cikin California kuma ga wanda suke masa goyon baya Allah ya kawo shi lafiya yana zance da mu.
And the apostle Paul, he says this, let a man so consider us, he's talking about himself as an apostle, as the preachers of the gospel in general, as the servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
Wato yana batune akan na kansa shi Bulus. Yace gama wanda kirayeye na Ubangiji ya sani yanayin sa cikin tawali'u a aikin Ubangiji.
And the Almighty God,
Ubangiji madaukaki,
he is teaching us.
Yana koya mana.
That's why I asked you.
Shi yasa yace yaran sa
how to properly esteem the ministers of God.
Yadda ya kamata mu dauki wato bisharar Ubangiji.
We are the servants of Christ. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. Is that what your pastor is to you, the servant of Jesus Christ? Is he serving your soul with the truth of the mysteries of the gospel? And the mysteries of the gospel are many, but here is one mystery. How can man be made righteous with God? Does anyone know? This is the biggest mystery in all of the world, the most important mystery that's ever been revealed in the Bible, the Word of God. How you and I can be just and made righteous with God.
Wato
Does anyone know the most important mystery in the world? And so you see why I have come here. The mystery of God in the redemption of the sinner, it involves this. Your and my sins, if we trust in Jesus Christ, were laid upon Him 2,000 years ago, and He died on behalf of the
sinner.
And because you and I could do nothing righteous, He imputes righteousness unto us by faith. I have a green card here now in Nigeria. I'm able to work. I'm able to stay here, but yeah. I don't have the full benefit of a citizen. But as soon as you and I trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are instantly and immediately made righteous before God before we do any good work. Have you heard me thus far, sir? A man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We are righteous in the sight of God because of what His perfect Son did and us believing, us trusting in Him. If I trust myself that I am righteous, then I'm unrighteous. But even though I'm unrighteous, if I trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, I am righteous before God. How can a man be made holy, a woman, when we are born into a state of
sin?
There is no good thing inside of us at all. There's no holiness in our nature. We are born depraved and dead in our sin. And we need a new heart. God gives us a new heart. He gives this as a gift of His grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Just as soon as you and I trust Him, sir, we have a new heart that enabled us. We are born again. We are born of God from heaven. We are new
creation.
And He does not stop saving His people, saving us until the very end. He gives us all of the grace that we need to continue. Anybody who quits has never heard of God inside their soul. I was talking to a woman on the way here who is married. Instructing her in the gospel in how to deal with an unbelieving and ungodly husband. And she had the audacity to tell me that it was better for her to serve her husband and lead the truth of Jesus. Oh.
Wato wannan mata tana da wani shekin bala'in zuciya, taurarin zuciya. Wai ita tana da mai gida da baya son magana Ubangiji, baya masu kaunin Allah. Amma kuma ta ce ba za ta iya bar mai gidanta ba ta zo tana bin Yesu, za ta tafi mai gidansa ko inda za ta kai.
And I hate that with everything I have.
Abin ya suje shi daga zuciyarsa ya ce, amma akwai
wawa. How dare we not serve God for saving our souls and then we are going to bend ourselves unto men. That's serving Satan. And I told her, if you go that path, one, you are mad. Two, you'll burn in hell forever. It does not matter what you profess with your mouth, it's how you live that proves I believe God. But understand these two things, and I'll move on about this mission. I believe God, my little sister, without any evidence at all, except the Bible.
What to do not when the say,
I don't care how I feel, I don't care as to what I've said, I don't care as to how I feel, I don't care what challenge is in front of me. As long as I believe God, I'm saying.
What to for what you want Allah, for what you know that woman, for what you get higher, I want to see now. If they don't understand him, it's like he, not to God, I should do up in the latter part of the party, woman, I'll say, yeah, Kashim.
In this true faith,
will
make a man or a woman give up his life. And I dare say I'm a stronger Christian having been here. I'm not afraid to die. If you're not afraid to die, why should I be? Hasn't Christ done enough for me and you to face death? Hasn't He paid for our sins and brought us the promise of everlasting paradise? Then why will we ever draw back? We will not.
Amen.
Wonderful. I heard that they broke down your building a few times and you had to rebuild. And look, it's still standing and they are not. And even if you have no building, all you have is a shady tree, you meet to worship God. And every sacrifice that we have made, my dear one, only makes us stronger. I'm stronger by coming to the north and facing my challenges. You be strong too. Verse number two.
I am you.
The Apostle Paul was known as he's a steward of the mysteries of God. A steward must be found faithful.
It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. A steward is like a manager. It's an overseer. It's a person that you've entrusted to run your business, but you still own it.
Yes, sir. Har wa yau dai abin da ake bukata ga mai rokon amana a same shi amintacce wanda shi bulu da ka akan wannan abin nan tsayawa da ya tsaya kamar shi manager ne shi mai shugaba ne mai jagora haka ake so mai bi ya kasance
our foundation we just purchased a small business to help a brother and to help ourselves. And this brother told me this morning that he had been unfaithful. But in his own mind, he was doing the right thing. And I told him that you're not the owner of the business. So you have to get permission from me in order to do what you have been thinking. That makes sense. A steward is to be faithful and to do exactly what the owner of the business
says.
And we're stewards of the mysteries of God. That means we do not change it, we do not alter it, and we do not promise you things that God never said. Has God said that you will never be hungry or sick? Has He said that? Then why promise it to anybody? I will not. I will promise you that God will be with you until the death. Because that's Bible. I don't like false promises. I don't like any lying on God. I don't like any twisting of the word to please men. And I don't care what you think about it. This is the word of the Almighty God, and we all must bow to it or perish in hell. Doesn't it make you angry when men change the word of God to promise people things to feed themselves?
No.
I don't promise you all your children will be saved. But make that promise even unto David. His children perish.
Mm. Wato ba zan iya mana alƙawari ga abin da zai faru ga yayin ku ga abin da zai faru a shi Dauda ma cikin wannan halin da yake yaya masu mutu.
But David said, even though my house is not so with God, he made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in everything, absolutely sure, and this is all my hope and my salvation. I got it, even if nobody else has.
Yes, sir, don't got it, sir. Annabi Dauda ya ce idan ko zan samu wato wani la'ali ko kuma rayuwa mawuyaci da sauransu da gidana ba zai tsaya ba, amma ni na riga na mika kaina ga Ubangiji duk komai zai faru zan tsaya har ga iyaka.
My brother pastors,
dan uwa na pastor,
we don't lie against God even if the whole church empties or they hang us by our neck. We will never tell you something unfaithful. Never tell you something that God has not said. And you and I both are to obey it. Is that not right?
ba zan taba ga maka abinda littafin mai tsanci bai fata ba domin ni ba mai micikawa bane kuma ba ta abinda zan iya maka.
That's right, is it not?
Haka yake ko ba haka bane?
That's to be Christian.
That is Christian. Haka Kristo yake.
A steward is to be found faithful, or I will fire this man even though he is my brother.
Wato dole na a samu wanda yake bauta ya bauta cikin gaskiya da kuma aminci.
But just like God is faithful to you and me to correct us and put us in the right way.
Kuma da Allah mai gaskiya ne ya jawo mu cikin kungumin jiki zunubinmu ya zarta mu masu adalci kuma ya sa mu ga hanya.
I corrected my brother and he received.
Wato na ka dai tsamba ya kabe shi.
And so if we can keep going as if it never happened, it will not do anything but strengthen our relationship.
Haka zamu ci gaba da tafiya shi kuma zai ci gaba da karfafa mu ga wannan tafiya da zamu haka rashin.
That's me and you with God if we confess our
sins. Wato ni da kai kenan da Ubangiji idan zamu ci gaba.
I've been unfaithful and I've had a guilty conscience.
Wato ya zama mara aminci lokacin sa. Amma nadama wato nadama bai bar shi ba.
I've sat under preaching and a man more faithful than me reproved me from the pulpit and the word of God.
Do what they say ne wannan kalmar da nake faɗe shi ba daidai bane ya bincike ne ta wajen kalman Allah.
And what a horrible feeling it is. You feel naked as if the whole church is staring at you, as if the preacher is looking inside of your heart, as if he's been following you around in your secret places.
Wato duka in duniya za su hallara gaba daya ana bin nan kai dai ka tsaya tsayin daka ga abinda Ubangiji yake fadi za mu gan bayan komai.
But with all that guilt and sin I have repented.
Amma wannan mai nadama zunubin ya tuba.
And now I have a clean conscience.
Yanzu yana da zuciya tsarkakkiya.
And it's more valuable unto me than anything in the world.
Kuma yana man amfani fiye da komai a duniya da zan samu.
Even the life itself.
Wato hatta ma da rai shi kansa.
Because a clean conscience.
Wato zuciya mai tsarki.
Is peace with God.
Yana da salama da Ubangiji.
A clean conscience.
Zuciya mai tsarki.
Is being able to obey God in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Zai iya yi biyayya da Ubangiji domin zuciyarsa tsarkake ne.
A clean conscience is the forgiveness of all my sins.
Tsarkake zuciya zai iya gafarta da gafartawa a masu laifi.
That is the reward of the steward who is faithful.
Wato sakamako masu tsarkin zuciya kenan wanda suke bauta mai cikin aminci.
He gets to like Enoch walk with God.
Wato kamar shi malam Enoch a cikin littafi shi ma ya samu sakamakon sa na mai aminci.
Listen to me please.
Mutum haka ya ra ku dora. Dauke shi zuci ko waya barka.
Have you ever thought about walking with God as the greatest privilege in all of the world?
Ka taba yin nazari cewa tafiya Allah babban zarafi ne a gare ka?
Is having a clean conscience in the sight of God the most important thing in the world unto you?
Wato ka samu tsarkakiyar zuciya domin zuciya kuma kana tafiya da Ubangiji shi ba mun alfahari ba ne?
Is to be able to fellowship with.
Domin ka samu ka yi
zo to commune with.
Domin mu samu mai zumunta da shi?
Is to be able to enjoy his presence.
Mu ji daɗin rayuwarmu da shi?
Is to be able to deal with him through the precious blood of Christ and openly confess your sins and expect his help.
Mu samu zalafi kuma muna roƙi muna goda maka mai roƙi da fara kuma ta wajen jinin nan da aka zame shi akan zuci.
Is to walk with God as a father and you as a son.
Wato kai tafiya da Ubangiji kaman babanka kai kuma kaman da.
It is the highest privilege that any human being has, and you can have it right now.
Babban zarafi da mutum yake da shi kenan wanda shi ma ya kamata kowan ɗaya daga cikin mu mu samu irin wannan.
And you think, well, maybe that's just for special people and big super preachers.
Kama dauka abun nan manya ne dukkan su san wannan kaya su kutotun wai irin nasu nake tunan a ceto baya ne marka haka.
It's for sinners like you and me who
who confesses.
Wato idan mai zunubi ya gane shi mai zunubi ne ya furta zunubinsa.
And who repent wholeheartedly.
Muka tuba cikin gaskiya ba wai fadin baka ba.
To say my life is what? Not my own.
Wata zai ce ce raina ba raina nawa bane na shi ne zama naka kenan.
Isn't that a song you sing, or I've heard something similar in Nigeria as to when you say, oh God, take control, take charge.
Wato ya ce shi muna waƙoƙi a nan kasan cewa ya Ubangiji ka ɗauki mataki ka ɗauki ƴanci kaina. Ya ba haka bane muke waƙoƙi.
And people are always talking about the situation, but what I want is God to take control of me. How about you?
Kada mu rika zance akan yanayi amma mu rika magana cikin zahiri.
I want a clean conscience by the precious blood of Christ through repentance and the power of His Spirit, and you'll never have it if you hug on to sin.
Wato muna so mu samu zuciya
tsaka
domin mu zama na Ubangiji a kowane lokaci.
You'll never hear me preach God helping me and you and not be disturbed on the inside. Until you're done with sin.
Ba za mu iya muna roƙo Ubangiji ka taimake ni.
He gets your whole life and he's not sharing with anybody.
Wato shi
not your husband, not your children, not your job, not anybody. He does not share. He's your master.
Is that true?
Shi
baya judaya da abun kazanta.
Is that true?
Yana so tsarkake yazo bu mai ince.
Is it true?
Kuma idan muna judaya da zama.
Is it true?
Haka da yau mu zai tuya wata zai kyau kenan. Ko ba haka bane?
Yes.
Ko ba haka bane na
zai. The whole thing.
Duka
everything is his.
Nationally,
my life,
rayuana,
your life,
rayuana,
is to bring other people to the Son of God.
That's it.
No other ambition. Nothing. That's a clean conscience. That's the only way to get it. There are three things all of us need to be happy in this world.
Learn
the will of God in Christ Jesus. The blood of God, dear son, and my only righteousness. And the power of God's Spirit.
To
make me able to do what you and I know we cannot.
Oh,
that's a clean conscience
in
the sight of God.
Oh, what a walk that is.
Yes,
that's what Enoch had when he walked with God and God just took him up to heaven. He never saw death. And neither will you and I, my sister. If we just follow God through Jesus Christ,
who can stop us?
Who dares
raise up their voice against
the Son of God? Why wouldn't they say anything about what he says?
Why is it there? Yana gaba da abin da Allah ya faɗa kan
dansa. Oh no, we follow Christ. If your husband ain't happy, that's too bad for him. If the wife leaves you, that's too bad for her. You've been called unto freedom. Oh, and if they take our life, bless God. He's with us in paradise. This is no joke. This is no plaything. A clean conscience is worth more than 100 zillion naira and dollars. What? It's worth everything. Get it from God. Give your whole life to nothing else.
So happy. Domin duk wani abu ba na halin na jamu kan kula ne mu da bude wannan adalci nan da ke gaban mu.
It's the blood of Christ.
Dinu Yesu Almasihu.
And it's through repentance.
Da wajen tuba cikin furdan kanga.
I was talking to a sister last night.
Yana magana da wata yarwa da dare jiya.
And she's trying to figure out as to why she's struggling.
Wato tana so ta bayyana mata irin halin da take ciki na mawuyaci.
And I've been there, so I know exactly what to tell her.
Wato sai ya rasa abin da zai ga mata yadda tana mashi bayanin.
You got to give up your whole life.
Sai ta ce mata to abinda zaki ki mika ranki ga yato tukunna na daya kenan.
And you got to be so forgiven that you're happy.
Kuma ki gafarta ma mai masu maki laifin domin ki samu salama.
And that's something you get from God alone.
Domin wannan abin nan da kike yi daga wajen Allah ne, gafartawa ba na shedani bane.
My sister, happiness on the inside comes from when God gives you.
Wato daga ciki ne komai yake fita ya bayyana a fili.
When you know your sins being many are all forgiven.
Idan ka san zunubin ka yana da dimbin yawa, ai na gaya gafarta maka.
That's what makes you love God.
Shi yasa ai gafarta wannan da aka muka shi yasa kana kaunar Allah.
That's the power of knowledge.
You get this
until the joy is on the inside, and your sin
is
no longer a hindrance in your fellowship. He put it away. He paid for it in full. He has forgiven. Get it into your heart, not just your mind.
Hallelujah.
And you do that through prayer. And you do that through reading the word. And you do that through singing. And you do that through encouraging each other. If you do that through obeying, even when you have a guilty conscience. Our brother Jonah was in the belly of the whale, right? Big fish. You speak more English than I thought. And you know what had to happen? What God was waiting on and what God called before he spit him out of that fish? He said, I'll look again unto the Holy
Spirit.
Even though God is not even speaking unto me, I'll keep on trusting Jesus Christ. He said, I will pay what I have vowed. I will obey you if I get out of this fish. And the Lord God had the big fish spit him out on dry ground. No condemnation, no wrath from God. After Noah came out of the ark, it was on dry ground. That's what he was instructing us on this morning. Whatever he says, you do it. Oh, what a lie. And you young men, you listen
up.
If we need more men in the Bible and in the church of God, understand this? You men, you be a hero unto your family if you worship God.
Don't be ashamed.
This is where real men stand.
Yeah,
this is perfect. This is living right.
Yeah.
This is righteousness. This is of God. And I know that perhaps many of the men are out working right now. But when I come back next time, I don't want to see a whole row of women. And that's the corner of grown men. Stand, dear sir, for your
Bibles.
For your home. God has put you in an honored position.
These are the girls who grow up in America who lead them well, the faithfulness. You be a good steward of what God has
done. Help me somebody, am I saying it right? Am I telling the truth right now? Let's continue. Verse number 3. But with me, Paul says, it is a very small thing if I should be judged by you, as if humans should examine me, or a human court, a human judgment.
Wato a gare ni ne inji bulus kenan yace a gare ni kuma akan sassauka wato abu ne a ce ku ne za ku gwada ni ko kuwa a gwada ni a gaban wato kowace mutum da na mutane Niman na gwada kaina.
Thank you. I need it too though.
Yeah, you need
it. It's hot in here.
Please
do this. No, I'm going to go preach, brother.
All right.
But listen to me now.
It
is very easy to really fool people because you can't see my heart or my secret places. You can't see what I'm doing on the internet when nobody's looking.
Ba wanda yana sani cikin na'ura kai na'ura nan da ake daddannawa. Ina yin wani makin ce ma ba wanda zai sani.
You can't see how I talk to the pretty girls and treat the women.
Ba za ku sani ba idan ko na gefe daya sai in ina ta hira da yan mata ko kuma da matan da sauransu.
But Paul says in fact,
Bulus ya ce,
I don't even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself. Paul says I have a clean conscience in the sight of God.
I'm a faithful minister. The grace of Almighty God has taken a raggedy man
and put
him
in
faith. And Paul said, I know it.
I
have no doubt in my mind. And I haven't always been that way. Oh, I hear sermons like this and get guilty on the inside.
It's like you. Wato idan na jin zaujen jawabi ko kuma wani jawabi a kaina haka sai rinka jin nadama a cikin zuciya na to sai ne sai ka duba.
But when I made that commitment that I was talking about earlier, that was cleansed by the blood and the spirit, I was made faithful. Out of an unclean thing to a clean thing. God did that, and he will do that for you.
Wato cikin wato mara tsarki aka ɗauke ni aka mai da ni mai tsarki ta wajen jinin nan ne aka tsarkake ni aka zama masu tsarki.
But Paul said that that's not even enough. Yet I'm not justified by how I see myself. That's not enough. What I think about me is insufficient. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. What the Apostle Paul is saying, and this is very important,
it is the essence of what I've come here to preach. He's living as if the judgment day is real and it's coming. He's living open-breasted before God. He's living like God is watching me from inside of my heart while I'm living.
Yana rayuwarsa kamar yadda ya tabbata yana gani idan Allah yana kula da shi yana yana kallon ka ko yana din da yake.
He's living like God sees everything, and there are no secrets, there are no lies, and there is nothing that can be hidden from Him.
Yana rayuwar yana rayuwar sanin cewa Ubangiji babu wajen makula a gaban sa, babu duhu, babu wani lungu, and duk inda Ubangiji yana kallo yana kallon sa.
He's really saying, I'm ready to meet God right now.
Sai ce ina shirye, ina shirye da tare da Ubangiji a kowane lokaci, to ni da kai ba wani irin rayuwa muke yi.
He's ready to have his ministry, the thoughts, the motives, the intents of his heart examined by God.
Yana so wa
ready.
Aikin bishara nan da ya dauka, yana so Ubangiji ya duba da na aiki sa na ayyuka, da ayyuka na cikin zuciyarsa, ya baya na ina yake kuskuren. Yana yin shi da tsoro da shi.
And here's why. He so believes in the judgment.
Ya ba da gaskiya ga ranar shari'a.
That he is actually living right now before God each step of the way.
Yana rayuwa, yana kallo ga Ubangiji, yana kallo na kamar a tafin hannunsa ne. Babu wani abin da zai yi baya gani, yana kuma dubawa.
He's not looking at men and saying, are you take on faith?
Ba wai yana nuka ce,
ko ina tafiya ni mai tsarki ne.
He's not staring in the mirror and saying, yeah, I'm doing all right.
Ba wai yana duba macikin madubi bane ya kace ai wani na kokari ai wace na kokari ba haka yake kallon sa ko.
He's looking up to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and said, whenever you want to take me, I'm ready because I'm living for you.
Bullets
right now.
Ina sana sama ina kada Ubangiji ya ce Ubangiji duk da naka kai ne, duk abin da naka yi ne. Da ni na zama naka ne ba kuma ba na kai na bane.
His preaching was not for himself, it was for God.
Bisharan da yake yi ba yana ma kansa bane, yana yi ne don Ubangiji ya kira shi.
He was not trying to use people. He served them.
Baya so yayi amfani da mutane to yana sassa da kansa.
It was not all pretense, as when Paul said, "Hi, sister."
Baya yin riya. Kamar da kuli da kamar wannan ya lokaci da yayi magana a kansa.
He wasn't doing anything to impress men.
Baya yin wani abu don mutun ya kamsu da aikin sa. Ba a gani kwazo na wannan iglesian ne wai. Ah, shi ba haka bane.
Every step of it, every bit of it.
Duk wani tafiyar sa.
It was to please God.
Duk abin da yake yi, ba wai ya kasa suna Ubangiji. Kuma ya zama mai aminci.
How about you?
Ni da kai ba.
Are you ready to meet God right now?
In yau, in yau Ubangiji yake da yau mu zo, mun a shirye muke mu kusance shi.
Are you ready to have your ministry examined into the motives, into the intents, into things that other human beings cannot see, but only God?
A shirye muke a duba ayyukan mu na ikkilisiya da na abun nan na addinancin mu. Ubangiji ya duba shi a gani zai ce zuciya mu kuma duka. A shirye muke mu ce yanzu da na zo gare ka Ubangiji babu karbo a jini, kamar da wayansu kan ce Allah ya rufe a jini.
And you know what the secret of this is?
Mun san fi asirin wannan abun.
This clean ministry,
wannan tsarkakken addinin.
It's a commitment.
Wato ni da kai ne.
It's through the blood of Christ.
Ta wajen jinin Yesu Almasihu.
It's in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yana iko Ruhu mai tsarki ne.
Over and over and over.
Akai a zuwa kai, yana kai kai kan zuwa. Wato yana maimaitawa.
Every time he shows me something wrong with me, Lord, I repent.
Duk lokacin da wani abu ya dawo min, ka ga mun ne kan laina, sai ce Ubangiji ka hafu dina ile.
And repentance is not just saying I'm wrong.
Ba wai tuba ba za a ce kai na ile ji ba. Ah, ba wai ile fun bane.
I was talking to a young woman on a little bit older, at the channel online, this was last night.
Wato yana zance da wata kwanakin baya.
And she had cancer.
Tana da ciwon lafiya wato cancer.
And so she's going through the chemotherapy. I'm sorry, sister. And she got all religious for several weeks.
Wato matan nan ta yi iya kokarin ta kai yadda za ta rubuta ciwon din nan.
But I guess her chemotherapy has been going very well. Because after all of her praising God in order to get her healing, she's back to her fornicating way. And she posted this question. Peace,
salama,
or good sex?
Good sex.
Or good sex. This is crazy to say. Which one should I choose? And so I asked her publicly and hope I misunderstood her question. And I simply said, are you willing to choose sex even though it will cast you into hell? And you know what she said? Yes,
it's worth
it. And I wrote her back. I said, that's just how the praying your heart is.
What is it?
How foolish.
Yeah, oh God.
And if you don't repent, you'll be damned forever. So merely saying I'm a sinner, that's not the same.
What? But when we think it says, you may lose money, she can
to confess sin is to do it no more through faith.
Jesus.
It's to renounce. And every time God shows us our sin, we renounce
it.
Through faith in Christ. And we say, Lord God, I will offend you no more. And he helps you every time. And that's what makes you grow. That's what makes you stronger. And when you and I bring our ministry to the Word of God in the Bible, and we look at the Apostle Paul and say, God made me exactly like that, and I will accept nothing less. I
gotta
have it. I must be faithful. I have no other choice. There is no plan B. If you don't make me faithful, I cannot live. He will give you the Holy Spirit. And he will make you
whole.
And you'll have a clean conscience with God all of your life. And the happiness on the inside is unfathomable. There's nothing to make you guilty. There's nothing to separate in between you and God. That's a happy human being.
Am I right? That's how our Lord Jesus Christ lived. Open-breasted in the sight of God without sin. And me and you live open-breasted with forgiveness and cleansing. What a life. Even in Narnia, what a life. It's the only life that's worth living. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, verse 5, until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. You cannot hide from him.
Don haka nan kada ku yi yanke wani hukunci tun lokacin bai yi ba kafin komowar Ubangiji wanda zai tona al'amura da suke boye a duhu ya kuma bayyana nufin wato zukata a sana'a sa'a a sa'an nan ne Allah zai ba zai ya bawa kowa daidai gurgudu.
Thank you, my brother translator. And he will reveal the hidden motives of the heart, then each one's praise will come from God. Let me just talk to you very briefly on that praise, and I'll be finished. That praise before God at the last day, it will be this. He'll say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." He will have already taken away all your sin. You don't even have to worry about
that.
If you get to heaven, you'll have no sin to worry about forever. But he'll do more than that as he praises you. He will show you what we've done to him. And you know what our crowns are and our rewards are? They're all the same. Every believer gets the exact same reward except for this. Your prayers, your faith, your life, your love is going to be revealed at the day of judgment. My sister, for all the people you've
helped.
Paul says, "You are our crown and our joy on that great day." And God will take your life, which you live for His glory, right here in obscurity or wherever He sends you. And He will say, "Look what you did. You helped my people." That'll be heaven on top of heaven. Just to see how many, how few, but we serve them to get them into heaven, into the kingdom. Is that what your life's all about? I don't want to leave any legacy. I don't care if my name is forgotten on the foundation. But I do care about this. When I get to heaven, I want to see who I helped get there.
Hallelujah.
That's a faithful ministry. And nothing else. It's required of a steward that he be found.
What?
Faithful. One word.
Aminchi.
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 You and me.
Amen.
We go meet God, Allah, through Yesu Christi. Christi Kade.
Yesu Christi Kade.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, sister.